Welcome to All Things Trust and Wills, the Albertson and Davidson podcast. This is Keith Davidson. Thank you for joining us on another episode of All Things Trust and Wills. Today we're talking about capacity light, also known as undue influence. I write and speak and do videos a lot about how difficult it can be to prove lack of capacity in court. That's because you have to prove a mental defect, and that mental defect at times is not well documented in the medical records, which can be a real problem for proving lack of capacity. But instead, you can prove undue influence, and undue influence still has a weakness of mind concept to it, so there's still a mental aspect to it that we have to show. But the other elements for undue influence focus on the actions of the wrongdoer, which is a lot of times where the facts actually are at and where we can actually prove that something happened that shouldn't have happened with the decedent. For undue influence, the definition has now been unified under the Welfare and Institutions Code in California. That's code section 15610.70. And there's four elements for undue influence. The first one is proving that the decedent was susceptible to undue influence. Well, having somebody who's susceptible to undue influence is very different from having a lack of capacity, because somebody could certainly have capacity but still be susceptible to being unduly influenced. Some of the factors that could create susceptibility to undue influence are things like age, illness, mental state, cognitive abilities. A lot more goes into it than simply saying, well, this person had a mental defect. And we all know that as people age, especially if they're fighting an illness, especially if they're taking certain medications, their ability to withstand undue influence weakens, and it becomes much harder to try and push away somebody who's trying to force them to make changes to their trust or will. So that susceptibility element is a much lighter side of capacity. It's a much weaker side of showing that the person had some mental weaknesses that ultimately caused them to create a trust of will in a way that they shouldn't have. So that's why I like to call undue influence capacity light. It's diet capacity, because all you have to show is that weakness of mind element to it. Now, there's other elements for undue influence, three other elements to be exact. You have to show the apparent authority of the wrongdoer. You have to show what actions and tactics the wrongdoer undertook. And ultimately, you have to show that the result was not fair and equitable based on prior intent and prior estate planning documents. But if you have those elements, then it allows you to go into court and overturn a trust or will on a basis that does not require a full-blown lack of capacity or a full-blown proof of a mental defect. And so it can be a much easier claim to both make and to successfully prove in court. For information about this and many other trust and will topics, please see our website at aldavlaw.com. That's aldavlaw.com. Thank you for listening to All Things Trust and Wills.